proclamation number 6662 dated the October 5th, 1956. Redeeming work in the beyond. And you'll be able to participate in the work of salvation, for this will be your activity in the kingdom of the beyond when you are sufficiently mature enough to be assigned an activity. You will bring light into the darkness, because you have experienced yourselves how agonizing it is to live in darkness and how much happiness the light has given you. No redeemed soul will be inactive, and therefore every soul will be integrated into the host of those who carry out redemption work. For they all are motivated by their love to help those who are wretched in returning to God, for whom they are now tirelessly active in work because they share his will and are full of love for him. And thus the deliverance of all souls is guaranteed, even if infinitely long times will still pass by until all spirits have found their way back to God, from whom they once separated of their own free will. But this free decision will also determine how long the salvation process will take for each individual soul. The soul is also able to offer resistance and delay its return to God for an endless time, but already redeemed souls will always take care of them. Therefore, no human being on earth and no soul in the kingdom of the beyond will be completely without help, which also explains the fact that time and again they will be offered the opportunity to enter the path of return to God, because it will be shown to them. If, however, a human being adamantly rejects every incentive to enter the spiritual path during his earthly life, then small openings of light will repeatedly be provided to the souls in the beyond which will make the path visible to them, because the soul of light takes pity on the souls which wander around in profound darkness. And thus begins the redeemed being's activity of helping these poor souls achieve salvation too. Hence no soul is without a sphere of activity, just as no dark soul is without guidance, only the free will of the latter determines the success. But once the work of redemption has been successfully achieved on just one soul, then another redeeming power will have been gained again to help the dark world, which in turn can and will accomplish inconceivable work, since it is now full of love and, due to its gratitude, willing to render the greatest possible help. And every soul has its adherents with whom it will work particularly diligently, even if it will meet with resistance for a long time. But its love will not diminish, and love will always liberate, because no being will be able to resist love forever. Indeed, it would be possible for complete salvation to take place on earth already, because Jesus Christ has suffered and died on the cross so that people are able to receive strength, that they are able to partake in the graces of the act of salvation if they want to. But Jesus Christ has not compelled people's will either, and it is up to the will to either make use of the act of salvation or to ignore it. But whatever was neglected on earth can be continued in the beyond, because redemption work is carried out there as well, and even then an appeal for his grace and mercy can still be sent to Jesus Christ. And every soul having found him itself, having been redeemed by him from sin and death, will also draw attention to him. It will inform every unredeemed soul of his love. It will direct their thoughts to the great act of compassion by the human being Jesus and thus try to lead every as yet unredeemed soul to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. And its steadily growing love will also be successful, for love will achieve everything, and love can't help but participate in the act of salvation, which began with Jesus' crucifixion and will not end until all still unredeemed souls are delivered from every constraint and thus have also attained life and beatitude, until the complete return to God has been accomplished, until all spirits that have emerged from God have returned home into their Father's house. Amen.